Hello, everyone. Welcome to the Spanish for Kiddos podcast, where you can listen to fun bilingual stories and more. My name is Barbara. I'm the owner and founder of Spanish for Kiddos and your host for this summer season of bilingual reading. I'll be sharing fun bilingual stories for the summer season. Join me as I read aloud fun bilingual English and Spanish stories to encourage bilingual readers to read more. So today I want to share a fun bilingual story just in time for the summer season called Bugs Everywhere, Insectos por Todos Lados. And this is a great story to get started for the summer season because it has not just only about insects, but it has a lot of summer types of themes in there that you can start using if you're doing a summer reading challenge, for instance, or if you're part of the Spanish for Kiddos free bilingual summer reading challenge, which is a great way to get started with summer reading. And it is a fun way with lessons and printables and of course with ebooks and bilingual stories that you can get started so the kiddos don't lose that momentum that they have probably that maybe was kind of fizzle away during the year, and then maybe get back into the swing of things if you want to continue on with some summer reading and a little bit of reading. I think it's a great way to do that. It's a more flexible schedule for you that you can encourage the readers to just pick up a book here and there or just to read a bilingual story in English, Spanish. That's a great way to do it. So let's get started with our story. There are many bugs in summer. I see three grasshoppers. Hay muchos insectos en el verano. Yo veo tres saltamontes. Now I see other insects. There are slugs and ants. Ahora yo veo otros insectos. Hay babosas y hormigas. Buzz, buzz. There are bees, butterflies, and fireflies. Buzz, buzz. Hay abejas, mariposas, y luciérnagas. Oh, I see caterpillars eating leaves. There are other bugs too. Oh, yo veo orugas comiendo hojas. Hay muchos insectos también. Two little ladybugs are in the grass. There are spiders in the flowers. Dos pequeñas periquitas están en el pasto. Hay arañas en las flores. The end, el fin. I hope you enjoyed the very short story. I think it's very cute. A little story that you can get started, maybe talk about insects, maybe talk about why you start seeing these insects during the summer, where they are the most prevalent. Of course, they're probably all around your garden if you have a garden, or maybe perhaps if you are in the playground or if you are somewhere outdoors, you might see these little insects. So they might get curious about what they are. Why do you see them now in the summer, not in winter, for instance? So that's a great way to get started. This is also going to be a great way to start talking about the life cycle of certain bugs, if you will, or plants and why you see that during this particular season. So make sure to check that out. There's other fun ideas at our summer bilingual reading challenge, as well as our Spanish adventure classes for kids and our courses, and of course at our blog at SpanishForKiddos.com. So make sure you check those out. I have all those links in our description if you're interested. So thank you so much, everyone, and you have a wonderful day. Do you enjoy these and other bilingual stories? Become a monthly subscriber to the Spanish for Kids podcast to get exclusive content, including videos and special episodes. Thank you so much for your support.